Let's follow up on the story of a man who became known by the phrase American Taliban. John Walker Lind was a middle-class kid from Northern California who converted to Islam and went on to travel the world. American authorities eventually captured him in Afghanistan after 9/11 when he was allegedly fighting alongside the Taliban. Here's the update. For the last 5 years, Lind has been living in a secret prison facility in Indiana with terrorists, neo-Nazis, and other inmates who get special monitoring. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Pictures of the skinny American boy tied to a stretcher and hauled into custody are an indelible part of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. His story was the focus of a Law & Order episode and this Steve Earle song called John Walker's Blues.
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV.
After John Walker Lind took a plea deal and got 20 years in prison, he mostly lived shrouded in secrecy. Now, Lind will come out of the shadows and into a federal courthouse in Indianapolis as the plaintiff in a lawsuit against the Bureau of Prisons. The devout Muslim wants to be able to pray together with his fellow inmates every day from inside the walls of his secret prison unit in Terre Haute. Ken Falk of the American Civil Liberties Union is his lawyer.
They can sit around and talk about politics or football or what or philosophy. The one thing they're not allowed to do is to pray together for their daily prayers, which many Muslims believe is required or at least strongly preferred.
Falk says the prison system is stepping on the rights of those inmates to practice their faith under a federal law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Bureau of Prisons didn't want to talk about specifics of the case, but they argued in court papers that allowing inmates to pray together every day could pose a security threat. Prison officials add that John Walker Lind has had some discipline problems. He got in trouble for making a call to prayer early in the morning. Next, he got cited for praying in a cell with other people. And in the third episode, the warden accused Lind of, quote, being insolent after his family visits got cut short. Ken Falk.
Anyone would have reacted with anger to terminations of visits with family members who are traveling two-thirds of the way across the country.
It's hard to know what goes on inside the secret prison facility where Lind lives. It's known as a Communications Management Unit, or CMU, a place for prisoners who are restricted from contact with outsiders. Hal Turner gave us a glimpse. Turner's a former talk radio shock jock convicted of making online threats against judges. He lived in that special unit in Indiana for over a year until June.
Overall, the CMU got along fine because we were all in the same boat. Regardless of ideology, regardless of whatever offense was allegedly committed, that was our home. And nobody likes violence and trouble at home.
Turner says he witnessed a couple of violent attacks inside the unit, even though it's filled with cameras and listening devices. In a companion prison unit in Marion, Illinois, Muslim inmates went on a hunger strike this year. A Facebook page dedicated to the incident says they were fighting interruptions during their prayer times and decisions to cancel religious classes. Turner says the way prison officials treat inmates in the CMUs matters, because unlike inmates at Guantanamo Bay, most people who live in those special U.S. prisons eventually go back home.
You know, on the one hand, the government claims that people sent to that unit are extra special dangerous and therefore need extra special monitoring, and then the government turns around and releases us back into society abruptly.
John Walker Lind has 7 years to go. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Carrie's story was co-reported with correspondent Margot Williams of NPR's investigative team. And for more information about the secret prison units, you can go to npr.org.